The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Some Pharisees approached Jesus and tested him, saying, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any cause whatever?" He said in reply, "Have you not read that from the beginning the Creator made them male and female, and said, 'For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh?' So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, man must not separate." They said to him, "Then why did Moses command that the man give the woman a bill of divorce and dismiss her?" He said to them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, Moses allowed you to divorce your wives. But from the beginning it was not so. I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, and marries another, commits adultery." His disciples said to him, "If that is the case of a man with his wife, it is better not to marry." He answered, "Not all can accept this word, but only those to whom that is granted. Some are incapable of marriage because they were born so, some because they were made so by others, some because they have renounced marriage for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Whoever can accept this ought to accept it." The Gospel of the Lord. Pharisees are trying to catch Jesus out here, right, to corner him into saying something he really doesn't perhaps want to say. Here we see that, this question of divorce, yes, it's a difficult one for them and perhaps still difficult in our day, except that the answer is standing right in front of us, right? It's because of their wickedness that Moses granted the bill of divorce, that God, through Moses, allowed for the bill of divorce. But precisely because God in the flesh has come to his people, they no longer need it because they have the cure for their wickedness. They have the cure for their hardness of heart. So we can take marriage into this equation, but we can also carry it forth into our day without the specific question of marriage, and just say that we have the cure for the hardness of our hearts in front of us. We have the cure for our wickedness in front of us. We have the cure for our rebellion against God in front of us, and it's Jesus. It's Jesus, and it's our faith, our loving, trusting, and obeying Jesus that brings renewal to our fallen state, that gets us out of our wickedness. And I think there are any number of ways to look at this, and perhaps we look at it this way today. So I could ask, what is it that motivates your every action? Okay, what is it that motivates your every action? And you can go through your day and you can see, what is it? What am I motivated by here? Why am I doing this? If it's not love, then we're falling short. If it's not the glory of God, loving neighbor, worshiping God, praising God, serving the people around us, then we're falling short. Right? Because this, right, marriage is one of those particular, like divorce is one of those particular problems here where our wickedness has gone awry. Like we're totally spun off out of control. But it starts here in our hearts. So what is it, like I said, what is it that motivates us? What is that place of action, right? So like I'm going to go act. I'm going to call someone, or I'm going to tell this person that, or I'm going to watch this, or listen to that, or whatever. What is it that motivates us? Like I said, if it's anything other than love, then we're falling short of the glory of God. God who is love, right? God who is in Jesus, love in the flesh, who not only shows us what it means to be human, but also enables us to be human when we entrust ourselves to him, love, trust, and obey him in every aspect of our lives.